Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. It is French Toast Friday, horny. Let me tell you, I got French toast, French fries, and catfish, horny. And you know what I got to wash down? Some gumbo raw, baby. Let me tell you. And you know what else? When I get ready to step out tonight, I'm going to be looking real fly, real delicious, and my Apera products. Listen, you guys, you know, something really exciting has happened around here on the Fierce Female Network. Apera products. I am one of their ambassadors. So listen. I want you guys, ladies, to click on the link and check out all the delicious products. You're going to see me in the Apera lashes. Oh, yes, you will. The lashes and the makeup, honey. So listen, I want all you guys to look delicious every single weekend. And you can look delicious in Apera products. All you got to do, click the link on the profile. Click the link. And so listen, it is Apera, Evera.com. Please do click the link and take a look at all the wonderful and great products at the store. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Now, listen. It's French Toast Friday. I got some catfish around here, you know, and I'm washing it down with gumbo raw, my darlings. Listen, it's September the 2nd, 2022, 4 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got pushed up to the ATL, put to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. That's G-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors, one infused with natural vanilla, which is gumbo gold, and one infused with natural coconut, which is gumbo silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum, my darlings. Listen. The Indy Spirits Festival is coming up in the Windy City, baby. October the 10th, Steve Gum's going to be in the Windy City. I don't know what make you think I'm going to be down here. I'm here every day. You know, I am in the Windy City every day. So what do I need to go downtown for? I don't need to go downtown. I see what them people look like. So listen, I'm going to let him go downtown and check it out, you know, and pass out the gum from all. I don't need to be there. Now, when he's all over New Mexico and all over New Hampshire, all in Florida, do I get an invitation? Hell no, I ain't getting no invitation. I'm still sitting here in the Windy City. You know what I'm talking about. So listen. When he get his act together, then, you know, maybe, just maybe I'll come to a festival downtown Chicago. I don't know what that man is talking about anyway. Listen, it's a special musical salute for independent artist Rebel. And y'all know where his music is going to be heard. Yeah. Your music is being heard all over the world, baby. Yes, indeed. Listen, it is independent artist Rebel. Let me tell you a little bit about Rebel. He's a small artist who has been blending genres and making music since he was very young. He has been very honest about his struggles, and it has really come through in his music. He just put out a new album, and it is breaking the mold of young artists not showing maturity through their music. So he currently lives in Thailand, but he does spend a lot of time in the U.S. and many other places. Yes, baby, my darling. So listen. It is hot around here. I got some music for you by this independent artist, Rebel. It is Anxious Eyes. You hear me? Anxious Eyes. Take a listen.
Aren't you tired of the way that you move? Been around, I might see you soon. Later on, I might conclude what's good for me is good for you. We don't need to rush this, no need to end discussions. You've been on my mind and I can't seem to take it.
That is anxious eyes. You know what he talking about. When you looking into those eyes, those anxious eyes, you know what he's saying, baby. Listen, I got some more music by this artist, Happenstance. More great music by independent artist Rebel. Yes, indeed. This one is Happenstance. You're going to enjoy. It is phenomenal. Y'all check this out.
Just by happenstance.
feet as high. Are you on my side? Are you on my side?
All right, that is Happenstance, Happenstance. You know, I was listening to the song, and so many thoughts came to mind. Y'all know Mama always got a story, and Mama always got a life lesson. Yes, indeed. He was talking about in the song, he's telling a story about him and his friend, his lady friend, and how she was looking through his phone. Now, listen, you know, I'm a little bit different. I'm a different kind of a girl. I'm the kind of girl, if I'm with a guy, I never touch his phone, never touch his watch because I have no reason to. Listen, if I'm with somebody and he's talking about happenstance in the song and he's talking about different scenarios and, you know, maybe they should take a little break for a while. She went through his phone and all this kind of business. You know, and ladies are known for doing that kind of razzmatazz. Listen, I ain't got time for that. Listen, if I am your friend, if I am your lady friend, that means that I trust you. To a fault. I trust you. Right? If you're with somebody, you're supposed to trust them. So why would I be going through your phone? No reason to go through phone and wallets. You know, it just drives me crazy when women do that to guys. But maybe he's a cheater. Maybe he has a history of doing things. And maybe he's giving her reason to kind of like take a little sneaky peeky peeky. You know what I mean? And listen, let me tell you a quick little story. Then I'm going to play the next song, One More Night, the next song by independent artist Rebel. I remember one time a good friend of mine, just a friend. Now this friend is married. This is a married person. This is a guy, of course. You know what I'm saying? So listen, we are in the habit of texting and calling. Nothing going on. Nothing tricky, ricky going on, nothing like that. One night, I called his phone, and his wife answered. And I said, yes, ma'am, speak to so-and-so, just like that. And I was like, And so, of course, she got all snarly, and I could hear her talking, asking him, oh, you want to explain this? And I'm like, oh, my God. And so I'm just listening. I'm just holding on, listening. And she's giving him the right. She's like, do you want to explain this? Who is that? You know, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm only calling, you know, just to say hello or whatever. There was nothing going on. But she had reason to think there was something fishy going on. And so he gets on the phone, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. He gets on the phone, and he says, well, let me call you back later. Let me tell y'all something. He ain't called back yet, and that was months ago. So I'm like, ooh, maybe he's got a little dirty drawers going on. Maybe some dirty dust is going on somewhere around there. So anyway, listen, but that ain't my business. It wasn't happening with me. I'm like, wow. So anyway, listen, your track history is going to follow you wherever you go. Let me tell y'all something. The important story is this. Your track history is going to follow you wherever you go. So listen, if you got dirty steps behind you, they're going to follow you, honey, just because you're going in the east. Now listen, if you're taking your direction in the east, your dirty steps is going to follow you going to the east. Don't think for 1 minute you can travel going east and think your dirty steps is going to go to the north. It don't work like that, baby. Whatever you are doing, whatever your steps are, whatever direction you are going in, what? Your path is going to follow you. Now, I am not saying that you can make a change. Of course, everybody can make a change and start out in a new direction. But listen, if you have the habit and the audacity to keep doing the same thing over and over again in your relationship, you're known for cheating, you're known for doing these things. So now listen, my thing is this. Why in the Sam Hill world do people get in relationships and you know you ain't ready to make no commitment? That don't make no crucified damn sense. Now, do it. No, it don't make no sense. Now, listen. Y'all know Mama always got a whole lot to say. So, listen, if you ain't ready to make the commitment, bag it up, baby. Bag it up. I'm like this. See, listen, I'm a very liberal woman. I'm a very liberal woman. If you're not ready to commit to one person, go ahead and do your thing, baby. Do your thing by yourself. You ain't got to be hurting a whole bunch of folks out here, you know, committing to this person and thinking. See, listen, it's like this. If you commit to one person on the south side, you commit to somebody else on the north side, you commit to somebody else on the west side, don't you think for 1 minute that the universe is not going to bring them paths crossing one another and get yourself all tangled up. Oh, yes, indeed. Listen, it just works and it goes down just like that. You better believe that. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up for you by independent artist Rebel. This one is One More Night. Take a listen to
I. Won't you tell me all you've done is
I'll be alright. Just one more night. And I don't have the time for you. I've tried to make it work. We always fight. Just one more night. And when I wake up, you're shaking, throwing up a word aside. We'll be alright. Once I take these pills, my problems will sit still. Things I can't hide, I'm lost inside.
Y'all check this out. Check this out. Listen, I was listening to the song One More Night. I'm pretty much out of time, but I got to get this in. I was listening to the singer, Independent Rebel, and y'all know who he sound like. You know, y'all know what. Listen, Rebel, let me tell you something, sugar honey. You remind me of David Cassidy. Y'all remember the Partridge Family? Everybody always watched this show, The Partridge Family. Remember The Partridge Family? And you know what? I believe everybody in the whole wide world that watched the show was watching the show just to see them perform and sing, because you know what? Their music was really infectious. It was contagious. Everybody wanted to sing it. And, of course, everybody was in love with, at least I was in love with David Cassidy, the one that sang all the songs. So listen, Rebel, you keep doing what you're doing, baby, because you got a very great sound that can really develop into something really huge, really huge. Listen, because you got that kind of sound where it's like wholesome. You tell real, true stories in your music, which is always great. It's always phenomenal. And, yeah, you got that thing going on. You got that David Cassidy sound going on. So, listen, keep doing what you're doing. It's working for you. It is working for you. And keep doing it. You are phenomenal. And you're on a track for greatness. So, listen, keep going. Don't give up. You know, music is not easy. Music is not easy. And y'all know I believe in millionaire music. Now listen, Rebel. I'm not saying you got millionaire music today, okay? Now listen, let's get this straight. So listen, I do not mislead people. Now, Rebel, you're on a track that can lead you to millionaire music if you remain consistent. I'm not saying you have millionaire music right today, okay? So let's get that straight. Now, don't mislead people. I'm going to be honest and tell you the truth, bullseye truth, okay? So that is what it is. So, Rebel, keep doing what you're doing, and you can certainly reach that point where you do have millionaire music, because you have a sound that's really great, that is really where people want to listen to it, because you're nostalgic, let's put it that way. To sum it all up in one word, you are nostalgic, and people love that, and people will support that, and you can really grow a really nice, huge fan base for nostalgia, of course, and you are delivering it spot on, which is great, great, great. Now, listen, I am pretty much out of time. Y'all get my drinks. I'm sweating over here. Do y'all see this sweat on my face? Get your tails up. Get my drinks. You hear what I'm saying? Listen, stop sipping on my bottle of gum rum. Well, get me something else. Vodka will work. Whiskey will work. Tangerine, whatever you got over there. It'll work. Just get it over here. Now, listen, I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. But y'all know what? I'll be back later on tonight. Yeah, buddy. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.